Parshas Bechukosai. We're having this year the day after Lag Bomer. Yesterday was a very, very powerful day of Lag Bomer, especially for me and Eretz Yisrael. It was something that was very, very inspiring, and we continue to learn. We continue to learn and hope and pray that with the schuyus of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, hopefully this world pandemic will come to an end. But ultimately, we know that we need to continue to learn, because that's really the whole yesod of Rashbi, right? We say we say Torasso Magelanu. Really, even though for years, you know, they're trying to work on vaccines and other things to try to find a cure, but really the ultimate protection from disease is Torah itself. So here we go. So Parshas Bechukosai begins in the beginning of the parsha. Bechukosai teilechu v'esmetzosai teshmeru v'asisem osam. So Parshas Bechukosai mainly speaks about the brachos and klalos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and tells Bnei Israel, if you follow my ways and you do that which I tell you, you do my mitzvos, things will be good. You'll get a lot of brachos. And then later on, it goes on to the tochacha. If you don't do this and you don't do that, many klalos will be coming your way. So what exactly is pshat in Bechukosai Teilechu? What if you follow my rules and you walk in my ways? So says Rashi, Yochul ze kiyum mitzvos kishomer mitzvos leishmoru hari kiyum mitzvos emor hamaniyam mekaim. So we're speaking about just regular the Rashi is emphasizing the sort of kiyum mitzvos. So what's the pshat though in Bechukosai Teilechu? That what says Rashi Shetiyu Amelim Betorah. The whole yesod in terms of whether Klal Yisrael is going to get schar based on if they follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is says Rashi that were you Amel Betorah? Did you toil? Did you really work hard when it comes to your Limud HaTorah? So again, from the we the obvious question that one can ask is why is Amelus Betorah so chashuv? It seems like it's like the highlighted point that because of the Amelus, ultimately that's going to determine whether we're going to be zocheh to bracha or whether Rachmana Litzlan we're going to get cursed and punished. And we also know regarding the Inyan of Amelus, the famous Rambam, Paragimel and Chostam Torah and Halacha Aleph, he speaks about there are three types of crowns: the Keser Kehuna, the Keser Malchus, and the Keser Torah. The Keser Torah is the most chashuv out of all three. Why, says the Rambam? Because Keser Kehuna is only limited. It's not really open to anyone. It's exclusive based on lineage. As to is also Keser Malchus. But Keser Torah, anyone can get the crown. Anyone can be zochet to reach that level of being zochet to have the Keser Torah, the crown of Torah. But how does one do it? So the Rambam later on in Parakimel and Halacha Vav says through Amelus. Amelus is the way a person can acquire the Keser Torah. So again, but this still strengthens our questions in terms of what exactly is so special about Amelus for Rashi at least here, and for the Rambam in the Chostam Torah to emphasize that it's almost like the key. It's almost like it's a game changer in terms of whether a person is going to be zochet to a lot of schar and to a lot of bracha. So I want to give three mahalchim based on the Torahs of the mashkichim of the previous generations. So mahalach number one, based on this, is something that is brought down from Rav Yeruchim Levavitz, the former Mashkiach of Mir. And he explains what's the yisod in Amelus. A person needs to be amel. Why? Because if a person needs to be amel Torah in order for him to really be kona that which he learned, in order for him to really remember ultimately that which he really learned. It needs to be your life. right? And he said, and he quotes that we say at Maariv every night, Kihem chayenu v'orech yomenu v'hem negei yomom v'leila. For these are our lives, and for these are the length of our days. And he's and the pshat is that it's referring to Torah, that the Torah is the Torah is the thing that gives us our life. The Torah is our life, and it's something that we need to do day and night. A person again, it's not just it's doing it's grinding, it's working hard. It's not just going through it. We want it to be a part of our life, and if we want something to be a part of our life, we really have to put maximum effort then, and we have to have a lot of toiling and amelus. Right, we also say Birchas Torah that after a person gets an aliyah, Shenas Lanu Torah Emes V'Chaye Olam Natabes Sochenu. This is the life in which we live, the way the world works. The Torah is really the entire world is based on the yisodos of Torah. And it's almost like a mushal. This is sort of a middle that has to be like a part of you. It's almost like people who, if you're in high school or if you're in college, and if you're in the tkufa of, let's say, midterm exams or finals, or if you have a very, very big test coming up, a lot of times people like to, they pull these all-nighters. They like to cram it in, but they do these really, really intense study sessions. They stay up late into the night. They have all these different methods of flashcards and trying to remember things and all these different things. Why? Because the Yesodas is that when it comes to the test time, when it comes time for the test, they want to be ready. They want to make sure they have every single piece of information clear to them. They want to make sure they're not lacking a single piece of information. So therefore they're willing to toil, and therefore they're willing to put in the effort. So says Rav Yerucham, kachavu by limud Torah. That's what the person's mindset needs to be. A person needs to have a mindset that which I learned, that the Torah shebichsav, the Torah shebalpeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. There's a certain chiyuv that I have to know it. There's a certain chiyuv that we have to be koned. So therefore, in order to really remember it, and for us to really know it, and for it to be a part of us, it's gonna require amelus. So that's the first mahalach. The second mahalach, in terms of why amelus is super super chashiv, is based on something that's brought down b'shem Rav Chatzka Levenstein. Rav Chatzka Levenstein was also for a small tkufa mashgiach in Mir, but more famously he was the mashgiach in Yeshivas Panovich, author of Or Yecheskel, a famous Musar sefer. But it's also tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he explains that what's the Yisod of Amelus is he says as follows: if a person is Amal Bator, a person has a lot of, a person is able to toil, he won't have a Yetzahara. The Yetzahara will sort of be pushed aside, or whether that means it will be pushed aside, or whether the Pshat is that through the Amelus itself, the Amelus is what's ultimately going to beat the Yetzahara. And he brings in and he brings a riot based in the Gemara Kedushin, the famous Gemara Kedushin, Daf Laman Amud Beis, that says that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Barasi Yetzahara V'Barasi Torah Tavlin. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I created Yetzahara. He's supposed to challenge us, and he's supposed to tempt us to give into our taivas and temptations and to our desires. But ultimately, how, and the truth is, the Yetzahara is very, very tough to beat. Depending on where you're holding in life, different types of people have different types of Yetzaharas, different types of wants and desires. And different types of taivas, and it's very hard to beat. The greater the person is, the greater the yitzhara, the greater the yitzhara the person has. So what exactly is pshat? So says Rav Chatzka Levenstein, that through the amelus itself, that itself is going to serve as a remedy to ultimately beat the Yetzirah. Meaning that the sodas is that almost like what if a person is so umble, a person is so focused, a person is so ingrained in his learning, all the other distractions that are surrounding him, they don't even come across his mind. It's almost like a person who's really humble, a person who's really, really focused, and he's canceling out everything else that's around him. It's almost like he has like an imaginary fence that's sort of protecting him, and any other negative thoughts or negative influences aren't really able to breach that fence. Obviously, I watch sports growing up as a kid, and I would see that the greatest athletes are the ones who you could tell, like during the as soon as they get on the court, it's a different mode. It's a mode of amelus. Meaning, what's the pshat? It's almost like the pshat was Reb Chatzka Levenstein is saying that the pshat is that they're in some type of zone in which they're totally locked in. There's nothing else that really can enter their imaginary fence. Even if they're performing in front of a crowd of 50,000 people, once they are so locked in, so focused, nothing can infiltrate. Nothing can infiltrate their mind. So that's the second mahalach. The third mahalach is from another mashgiach and panovich, Rav Dessler, Rav Dessler, author of Michta Melio. He learned in Kelm, had to kufa in London, but became most famous as also mashgiach and panovich. And he says as follows, that what's the yesod why is Amela so chashiv? So he says that the yesod of dveikus, real dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can only come on Yidei Amelus B'Torah. Why? What's the pshat? If a person who's really, really amel B'Torah, it's almost like a person has to take a step back to introspect. Why is a person being amel B'Torah? Why is a person really toiling and exerting energy? It's because he cares. It's because he's looking for something. A person really works really, really hard on a project. Why? Because he wants to succeed. He's looking for some type of connection. He's looking for some type of end goal. And says Rav Dessler, if a person really, really wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person really, really wants to feel the Kedusha and the Dveikus of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to offer, that can only come Al Yedei Amelus B'Torah, because it's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that, hey, we really want to be close to you, and look what we're willing to do. We're willing to go the extra mile. We're willing to put in the extra hours, day in and day out. And Nefesh HaChayim also writes based on the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Yisro. Right, what's the famous saying? Kudsha brichu ve'oraisa chadhu. Almost like a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his Torah, it's one. Why? What exactly is the pshat? He says that's the Nefesh HaChayim. Through Amelus B'Torah, a person can really understand what is exactly Ratzon Hashem, and ultimately a person will be able to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. And these are three super, super mahalchim, super important, fundamental mahalchim in terms of the chashivas of Amelus B'Torah. Just a small other nekuda regarding Amelus. When someone's at a siyum, when they finish a masechta, during the hadron, they say a certain line. They say Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim. We toil and they toil, the goyim. Anu Amelim Mekabim Schar. We toil and we get schar. Vehem Amelim Vehem Mekabim Schar. And they toil and they exert a lot of energy. They put in a lot of effort, but they don't get any reward. So Esther Chafetz Chaim. Excuse me. We all know there are many non-Jews that put in sincere effort and put in a lot of work, and as a matter of fact, they are rewarded. Take a look at any successful athlete. These people have been rewarded a lot. They're living quite comfortably. If you take a look at any successful businessman or a doctor or a lawyer who's a non-Jew, you could tell he put in the hours of in school and studying and the strenuous days and the long nights, and they're still very successful. So what exactly is the pshat in which we're saying at the end of the hadron? So says the Chafetz Chaim. No, he says Einachinami. Yes, there are goyim that are successful, but the question is, why are they successful? And yes, they have schar, but how do they get the schar? Why do they get the schar? Says the Chavetz Chaim, by Jewish people, Jews get rewarded for effort. Goyim get rewarded for results. A guy can put in hard work, but if he doesn't show the results, it's not considered a success. He's not going to be able to get the schar. As opposed to a yid, okay, even Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for results. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not, that's not how Hakadosh Baruch Hu defines success. Hakadosh Baruch Hu defines success. He doesn't care whether you finished or not. Whether you finished the masechta, whether you completed your set amount of learning, but all Hakadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us is, did we at least try? Did we at least put in the maximum effort in which we were supposed to? And if that's the case, if we truly gave it our all, even if we didn't accomplish our goals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that is the ultimate schar. That is ultimately what I want to see from my people is that people should actually put in the effort. So Ad Kan, idea number one. Idea number two, we find a little bit later in Bichukosai, in Perek Chaf Zayin Pasuk Yud Dalet, says the pasuk V'ish ki yakdish es beiso kodesh l'Hashem v'erichu kohen beito v'vein ra kashay aricho so hakohen ken yakum. Regarding, we're talking about the dinim of being makdish something. A person's makdish his house, Takarish Baruch Hu, the kohen gives a certain evaluation, v'chule. And as a matter of fact, from here, from the word base of a person's maktish's house, the Gemara of Avakama in the seventh parak, in the famous parak Meruba Daf Samaches Amud Beis, derives a halach from here that it's also for a person to be maktish something that's not his. Meaning a ganav or a gazlan, if Reuven steals something from Shimon, Reuven cannot be makdish Shimon's item. Only a person who's considered the bailim over, only a person who has full fledged ownership. Person needs to be shelo, also bershuso. Person needs to have possession of it, and a person needs to belong to that person himself in order for him to be makdish it for hektish. Right, and the Gemara over there says applies even not only by karka, but even by metatlin, even by movable property. But what I wanted to really speak about regarding this idea of hektish is that there's actually an inyun of hektish bisman hazeh on a more of a Jewish level. The Kotzker, the Rav Nachum Mendel Mikotz, the Kotzker Rebbe, explains that there's an inyun of hektish bisman hazeh from this pasuk. What does he say? He says, how is it possible to know if a person is kodesh l'Hashem, right? The pasuk says, right, let's chazer the pasuk. Get v'ish ki yachdish as beis kodesh l'Hashem. How do we know if a person is really holy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Take a step back in the beginning of the pasuk. Yachdish as beis, take a look at his house. See exactly what's going on in his house. Is that a house of hektish? What does that mean? Take a look at the walls of the person's house. Is it saturated with kedusha and tara? Is it a house full of ruchnius, or is it a house full of gashmius? Take a look how the children are acting. Are the children acting in the ways of the Torah, or are they not? How exactly are the people in the household using the kalim in their house that they have, all of their resources? Are they using their resources in a way of trying to be makdish the chomer, or are they using it for just mundane matters? And ultimately he's pretty much derived from here that again there's a chi of bezman hazeh of hektish. Lav dafka requires bringing something to the Beis HaMikdash or karbanos, but it's to being makdish. We are considered kodesh. We're considered holy people. So there's a chia for us to be makdish ourselves, to be makdish everything we have. Everything that we have should try to be used in a holy way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is such a yisod in terms of this inyan of kedusha and hektish according to a person's house based on the kotzker, because what's the yisod of a lot of times kids who go to school, they ultimately there they'll receive a lot of education. They'll get what we call as the chinuch. But ultimately, what comes from the house, the yesodos of emuna and kedusha. Because a person just goes to school to learn. A person who's at home is there is. It's not learning. He's living. And that's exactly how he's growing up. Is he growing up with that emunah? Is he growing up with that sense of this is a house of hektish or not? And this is such an important yisod of this idea of having this mentality of trying to build a house full of kedusha and tara. Adkan, idea number two. Idea number three, and with this we'll finish. Earlier in the parsha, Parak Chavav, also right after the beginning of our first idea regarding Amelus, the pasuk says in pasuk K, when speaking about the brachos, pasuk K pasuk Vav says in right Parak Chavav, v'hisig lachem daish es batzir vatzir yasig es zara v'chaltem lachmem l'sovav yishavtem levetach baritzachem. Says the pasuk that again your threshings, all of your threshings that you're going to use, it'll last for a long time, and you're going to have it. You'll be able to eat bread. You'll be satisfied, and you'll be able to dwell in a very secure manner in your land. And the pasuk vav continues, "V'nasati shalom ba'aretz," and I'll give you peace. And you'll be able to provide for us peace in this land. We'll be able to relax, and we have nothing to be afraid of. We're not going to have any wild animals, and nor are we going to have any enemies that are going to cross the entire land to try to kill us. Just wanted to figure out, just in terms of pshat the pasuk, if you look at that, it seems like it's a bit redundant. What's going on at the end of pasuk K and the beginning of pasuk Vav? The end of pasuk K says vishavtem lovetach ba'artzechem, that what, and you'll dwell securely in your land. And then right away it continues in pasuk Vav, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, and I will provide peace for you in your land. It seems like we just literally said the same thing. So what exactly is pshat? So answers the great mashpia, a Rav Meilich Biderman Shlita. That what's going on, that we're speaking, that the psukim are speaking about two different things. We're discussing the peace and tranquility within the actual nation of Klal Yisrael itself. And what's exactly the pshat? The pshat is that Chazal bring down this such a yisod regarding shalom that the yisod is that when there's a certain there's a lot of machlokas within the communities, when there's machlokas between two Jews, it almost provides an opening for the satan to come close and to almost cause us to do averus. And that's exactly the pshat. That's exactly the pshat in the psukim. That's the end of pasuk hey. If the yisod is vishavtem lavetach bartzechem, if you're able to dwell securely in your land that I gave you, meaning that if you are able to avoid machlokas amongst your fellow Jews and you're able to get along with one another, and there's a lot of his arvus and his achdus between one another. Only then you'll be rewarded v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, and only then you'll be able. Only then will I reward you with peace and tranquility in your land, and the satan and wild animals and your enemies won't be able to infiltrate and attack you. And this is such an important yisod regarding shalom, especially within the kufa of Lag Bomer. We know that yesterday Lag Bomer was the day. It's a chashuv day. We know in this kufa we were recently mourning for quite a while over the 24,000 talmidim of Rabbi Kiva that passed away. Because what's the yisod, right? We keep mentioning the Gemara. It seems like it's almost coming up in every sugya we learn. Yivam Masamach Beis Amid Beis Shalom Nagu Kavod Zeh Bozeh. That right? They were always quarreling with each other. They had no respect. There was no achdus. And this is such a yisod moving forward between taking this yisod of achdus. And unfortunately, due to the world pandemic, usually there's a popular minhag in Klal Yisrael to go to Meron on Lag BaOmer, from what I understand, it's probably the biggest gather. It's the biggest gathering of Jews the entire year. It's probably the biggest gathering of all Yidden since Maamid Har Sinai itself. So there's almost a million people there over a span of 24 hours, but it's also all types of Yidden, all different types and stripes of different Jewish people just coming. I've been there in Lag BaOmer once, and you feel just a certain sense of achdus and a certain sense of shalom, and it's almost like it's something that we need to be working on between especially leaving the tekufa of Lag BaOmer and slowly channeling into Kabbalah Sator. We want to be mekabel the Torah as an entire nation, as a whole, and with this idea of achdus, so important. The truth is we have enough enemies in the world right now. We have anti-Semitism's on the rise. We have people living in Eretz Yisrael realize that there's probably 20 countries that are surrounding us here that want to completely annihilate the Jewish people, and it's almost like Die kvar, enough. We have enough enemies. So let's try to get along with one another, because when we have that sense of achdus, that's ultimately the greatest bracha for protection. So these were really three ideas which we spoke about, just in terms of how to really be zoche to receiving the schar and all these brachos from the eyes of the mashpiim, the armorim, the mashkichim, whether again through be amelus or trying to make kaddish the chomer, or whether again this idea of achdus. And Bezra Hashem, we should continue to work on these matters, and ultimately again we should be zochet to receive all these brachos in which are stated here in Parshas Bechukosai. Yashar Koach, and have a great day.